Greetings, Word Horde.
We're here with an exciting option for you, a version of our podcast without any ads.
That's right. No advertising interruptions, just the content you love, ready to go in your favorite podcast apps like Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
It's another way to support the show, ensuring that we keep bringing you the word stories and language explorations that you love. Try it at waywardradio.org/adfree.
And it's affordable. For just a small subscription fee, you can enjoy Away with Words uninterrupted, except by us.
Plus, it makes a great gift. Know somebody who loves language as much as you do? Give them the gift of words.
Easy to sign up, easy to enjoy. It's the same Away with Words, just streamlined for your listening pleasure. Go to waywardradio.org/adfree.
Support us, support the show, and enjoy an ad-free listening experience.
waywardradio.org/adfree. Thank you.
Welcome to the first Away with Words minicast of the summer. I'm Martha Barnett. My co-host Grant Barrett is away. He's off competing in the finals of the North American Padiddle Championships. Lots of luck, Grant. I know you're going to bring home the big one. This summer, of course, we're hearing lots of talk about political candidates and their ambitions. But did you ever stop to think about where the word candidate comes from? Well, I'll tell you. But first, you might want to put on your sunglasses. The story of the word candidate goes all the way back to ancient Rome. In those days, if you took a stroll around the forum in the weeks leading up to an election, you'd have an easy time picking out the candidates for political office. Just look for the guys wearing bright white togas. And I don't mean just any white togas. I mean dazzling white togas. Togas that were bleached or even rubbed with chalk to make them brighter. These togas not only helped candidates stand out in a crowd, they were an early form of subliminal advertising. The fact that these candidates wore dazzling white helped reinforce the message, "Hey, vote for me! I'm a morally pure, upstanding citizen!" So, what does the word candidate have to do with election time attire in ancient Rome? Well, get this. The Latin word for brilliant white is candidus. And those guys running around in white? Candidati. Hence our word candidate. In fact, all of these words go back to the Latin verb candere, which means to shine. From the same linguistic family come several other bright words in English, including candle, incandescent, and candid, which originally meant white or pure. Oh, and the act of soliciting votes by walking around the forum in a white toga? The Romans called that ambitio. It comes from two Latin words that literally mean to walk around. And the Latin word ambitio gave rise to our own word for what drives so many politicians these days, ambition. How about you? Do you have a question that'd be a good candidate for discussion? Call us anytime and leave a message. The number's 1-877-929-9673. Or email us with your candid thoughts. The address is words@waywardradio.org. Or if you get really ambitious, you can start a conversation with a whole lot of other word lovers. Just go to our discussion forum. That's at waywardradio.org/discussion. Thanks for listening to our first online-only minicast of the summer. We'll be back each week with a new one, and then start a brand new season of hour-long episodes in the fall. For Away with Words, I'm Martha Barnett. Support for Away with Words comes from WordSmart, the vocabulary-building software. Improving your vocabulary, reading comprehension, and critical thinking skills will increase your chances for success. Learn more online at wordsmart.tv. And from iUniverse, supported self-publishing. Is there a book in you? Find out how to publish it at 1-800-AUTHORS or learn more online at iUniverse.com. Hey, listeners, we have a favor to ask.
We'd love for you to fill out our listener survey at gum.fm/words.
Your feedback is crucial. It's quick, and it helps us make our show even better.
It shapes our show, helps us plan, and ensures we're bringing you the content you love.
That's gum.fm/WORDS.
Thanks for being a part of what we do.
Thank you.